Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Kids and parents are getting fed up with face mask mandates, with school districts across the state applying for waivers to do away with the coverings. Cody has already received such a waiver, and the district here in Pell is considering applying as well. The issue came to a head in Casper, where the Natrona County School Board narrowly approved applying for a waiver after hearing from over 100 angry parents at a meeting yesterday. It may very well be a moot point with only 32 days left in the school year. A 24-year-old woman has pleaded guilty to felony financial exploitation of a vulnerable senior. Tristan Brewer was sentenced to 3 years of supervised probation and was ordered to repay $656 in restitution. Brewer had been hired to provide care for 69-year-old Kenneth Bray of Meteetse, which included helping him with his finances. Authorities became suspicious when checks drawn against Bray's account began to bounce and visited the man at his home. They found him in pretty bad shape, malnourished, dehydrated, and underweight. Brewer was also charged with intentionally abusing the man and entered an Alford plea to that charge. Both the defense and prosecution commended Brewer for turning her life around in the 18 months since she was charged, cleaning up after using drugs, which she claims is the reason she needed the money. If she successfully completes her probation, she can appeal to the governor for a pardon and have the felony expunged from her record.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. And when you buy a sample, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you want a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop gloss, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Pal.
Gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on 1 gallon purchase at participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
A 32-year-old male was arrested after he went exploring in the Flying J ceiling Saturday afternoon and broke through, Gillette police officials said Monday. Officers were notified around 2:48 p.m. after Flying J employees reported shoes and legs dangling through the ceiling tiles. Officers could not locate the perpetrator initially, though employees suspected a Flying J employee who was last seen on the second floor. They were unable to search the ceiling due to safety concerns and departed the scene. An hour later, they were called back when it happened again, this time resulting in $300 worth of damage to the establishment's ceiling tiles. This time, officers were able to contact the man in the Flying J parking lot, who was seen walking away, covered in dirt and insulation. The man reportedly admitted to exploring the ceiling because he wanted to see what was up there, adding that the male also admitted that he had used methamphetamine the previous day. He was arrested for use of a controlled substance and cited for misdemeanor destruction of property. Rocky Mountain Power is warning customers in Wyoming to be wary of callers claiming the company is about to disconnect their electricity. Company spokesman David Eccleson said there had been an uptick in scam phone calls where the caller pretends to be a staffer from the Rocky Mountain Power Disconnection Department. Rocky Mountain Power has no such department. The caller will insist that the customer is behind on their bill and threatens to disconnect service unless a payment is made immediately. Lately, the calls have been targeting both business customers and those who do not speak fluent English. Some scammers will tell the victim to get a prepaid credit card and share the code with them, while others will ask the customer for credit card information directly. Eccleson noted that the company would never call a customer and threaten immediate disconnection. Anyone receiving such a call should immediately hang up and contact Rocky Mountain Power Customer Service. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.